Mothers in Niger are receiving cash from the United Nations Children's Fund in an effort to fight hunger in the West African country. Vanessa Kearney, a communication specialist for UNICEF based in the capital Niamey, said that with the help of partners such as Save the Children, CARE, and the Nigerian government, UNICEF is making monthly cash payments of $40 to mothers of children under two in the areas that have been most affected by drought.
It's given to the mothers, it's given to the women, and when the idea is that women will use it in the local market, so it further boosts the local economy because the money is spent locally.
A recent combination of drought, poor harvest, and high food prices have placed more than 7 million people in danger of hunger in Niger. Kearney added that cash for aid is appealing because of its cost efficiency. In May 2010, UNICEF helped distribute food rations to families in Niger. The rations were meant to exclusively feed children between 6 and 23 months. But Kearney added that people began sharing the food among the entire family, so they turned to cash to supplement the growing need. The current cash for aid will last for 3 months.
It actually started at the end of August, so that was the first distribution. There were two more distributions to go, which will take us up into, I believe, October. Perhaps just the beginning of November. The problem is that when you have a situation where kids are malnourished, it's going to take them time to get back to their proper weight and their proper level of health.
This year's harvest is set to begin in October in Niger, and despite some recent flooding, there are positive expectations for the result.
In terms, it's still a pretty difficult, tough situation because obviously you've had a long period of people not being able to eat properly. But there are glimmers of hope. I mean, we're hopeful that there's going to be a good harvest.
The second round of cash distribution is set to begin this week, and the cash will be given in conjunction with food rations handed out by the World Food Programme. Ricky Shryock for VOA News, Dakar.